30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Here for all you Arizona homeowners. Good morning. We're here this hour for those of you that are trying to tackle something around your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're trying to get something done as it relates to remodeling, maintaining, fixing up, or repairing something on your house, give us a ring. It's what we've been doing for Arizona homeowners here in Arizona for over 40 years. Our toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. We'll go to work in whatever project it is you're trying to tackle and give you some of the tips and tricks of the trade that we've learned over the years, as well as make some material recommendations as well, and tool recommendations. So whatever you're trying to tackle can get done as professionally. You can look at the finished product and say, I did that, and be proud of it. Or if you're just trying to get an estimate of something you'd like to get done around the house, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We've been doing remodeling in the Valley of the Sun so long, and we've remodeled in Tucson, and we've remodeled in Flagstaff, and heck, we've even remodeled in Wickiup, Arizona. How many people can say that, huh? So we've got years of data that we've compiled, and I think it's funny in the 8 o'clock hour when we have Julie here from the Farm Bureau, she always teases Romy about what math question are you going to ask the farmer today. Well, we're kind of math nerds that way. So, you know, I take all the remodeling that we've been doing over all the years, and I try and establish some kind of common criteria. Like, how can I tell people what the budget for their kitchen should be? Well, let's see, Rosie. In the last 40 years, you've probably remodeled several thousand kitchens. Do you think there could be like a common denominator between kitchen budget and what gets spent on cabinets, or how many lineal feet of cabinets, or how many square feet of kitchen, or how much was spent on appliances? So we build all these spreadsheets and criteria for kitchens, additions, bathrooms, and I just love molding my way through those numbers and try and give people an idea of what they should expect to spend on whatever project they're trying to tackle. Sometimes, and most times, I'm pretty close. Every once in a while, I miss really bad. But we keep trying. This week in particular, we're talking about getting ready for the monsoon. And it is the official monsoon now. We've changed the way we figure that by just making it a calendar date, not a function of the dew point. They're telling us that even though the monsoon's getting a little bit later start, the conditions are conducive for a wetter than normal monsoon. Just this week, I do things that some people consider very, very nerdy. How many people do you know actually measure the condensate out of their air conditioners? Up until this week, our two air conditioners were generating about a cup of water a day.
Like eight-ounce cup?
Humidity was under 15%. Condensate was hardly ever dripping out of the end of the condensate pipe. I knew they were open. I knew it was clear. But this week, in 2 days, my air conditioners generated 11 gallons of condensate. The humidity spikes up to that, you know, 30, 35, 40%. Even the evap cooler on the back patio wasn't quite doing the cooling job that it was last week. So we want to talk to y'all about getting outside and taking a look. Do you know where your condensate drain is? If your condensate drain isn't dripping this past week, you better check to make sure it's not plugged, or you're going to have what we call a condensate flood, where all of that water isn't draining out to the outside where it should be. It should definitely be a extreme wet spot wherever your air conditioning condensate drain is right now. Check it and make sure. Put your finger up into that little pipe and make sure it's wet and damp. If it's not, you've got to get your equipment serviced and you've got to get the condensate drain cleared out. The condensate pan, if you're in a horizontal air handling unit up in your attic, sits in an insulated attic space that kind of tends to be a little bit dusty. Somebody gets up there and does some work or extends some speakers or adds some wiring up there. They kind of stir the insulation up. The pan is already damp, so all that little lint and airborne particles kind of tends to cling to the dampness. And then that pan is shaped so it's supposed to drain to the pipe. So it takes all the lint and all the little airborne particles that have settled in the pan to the little opening at the downside, downhill side of the pan. It can get clogged. And baby, if that clogs, all that water, the pan will generally hold 4, 5, 6, maybe 10 gallons. When it comes down, it kind of comes down in a mess. That's one way we can flood a house in monsoon season that people very often aren't prepared for. Of course, what's another way we can flood a house in monsoon?
Roof leak?
Roof leak, absolutely.
Flash flood?
We'll get that. Let's take roof leak first. We have gone through the driest period in Arizona history since I got here in 1965. Since August of 2017. We've registered 1 inch at Sky Harbor. 1 inch. That's 10 months, almost 11 months. One inch.
The average is seven.
You just got back from the White Mountains. We just got back from the White Mountains. We took the dogs and walking around all the lakes up there, there's all the beaches are about 12 feet long and they're about 3 feet of black mud. Very seldom can you get to the edge of the lake unless it's a rock, you know, shore. So the dogs were like black from head to toe. And these are white dogs, German short hair pointers. And they just swam up a storm. But all the water lines are receded quite a ways back. Cattle tanks I've never seen dry in the desert are dry. So you have forgotten about that thing that's over your head called a roof. But the monsoon is coming. We talked about roof all last month to help encourage you to get ready. And if you haven't taken the time to put someone on the roof and get up there and check it, I'm telling you, you should. The roof material on your house hasn't seen significant moisture for over a year. Last year's monsoon was horrible. We hardly got any. So
it was a monsoon.
It was a monsoon. It really was. So your roof probably ought to be checked for your own well-being. It's going to react the first time it sees moisture in a way that it hasn't had to react in over a year. So make sure it's ready for that.
Aged material, dry, brittle, baking out there in the sun. Add a little bit of moisture to it. There's going to be a very, very fast shift in material structure that's going to start causing cracks around all of your penetrations and seams in the layers. And you know, aged roofs are at extreme risk of water leaks. So be prepared. If you have a leak, poke a hole in the drywall and just let the water drain from the ceiling down into buckets or whatever you can find around the house. And, you know, there's really not a lot you can do in the actual time. I mean, the last thing you want to do is get up on top of your roof.
In the rainstorm.
In the rainstorm, especially if there's thunder and lightning.
Especially. Yeah, that would not be something we'd recommend. So get the roof checked. So you've got the condensate flood. Like I say, up until this past week, I could go out to my backyard and the condensate pipe was drip, drip, drip. This week, it was as if someone had a faucet turned on low. It was a stream of water filling up the bucket that I measure everything with. So make sure that condensate drain is clean. Let's check our roofs. And the other thing about roofs is we've had some pretty good wind this year.
Well, and on rain, this already applied to a lot of our Tucson listeners. I mean, they got a good hard hit. What was that, Thursday? Or was that yesterday? Yeah. When was I talking to Susan? But in the last couple of days, they got a good rain.
It's coming,
like,
baby.
Send it. Keep sending it north.
That's right. Well, it was last week. I was talking to a guy in Wilcox up at Sulphur Springs Valley. I couldn't even hear him in his truck. The rain was hitting his truck so hard. He couldn't hear me on the phone, and I couldn't hear what he was saying. So there have been some good events down in the south and southeast, so it is coming. So the other thing about the roofs is we've had some pretty good wind without the rain. So that's lift a shingle here or a shingle there, or thrown a limb up against a concrete tile and cracked it and created a condition conducive for leak. So it'd be a good opportunity right now to get out and have your roof checked, have your condensate checked. We're going to talk about two other floods that could happen. You have the surface flood from the monsoon water that does hit the ground and start runoff. And then you've got the plumbing flood. Which one of those is covered by insurance and which one isn't? So we're talking floods. We're talking about y'all being ready for floods. And then when we get back, I promise y'all one APS power report per week. You're going to love this one. Y'all hang on. All right, let me talk to y'all about automobile shopping. We're talking about Ford, of course. I started looking at some pictures. We're putting a little photo album together, and I was taking a look at me and Jennifer with our first Ford truck that we had together. And it was a 1972 F-150, three in the tree, six-cylinder, short bed, four-wheel drive that we took all over Arizona. And we took it because we could rely on it. And we bought it at Sanderson Ford, and that's where we've been buying vehicles ever since. You know you can buy from home? Go to SandersonFord.com. You get credit, a real credit decision right online. You'll be able to pick from inventory. You'll get the price. You'll make the purchase. And they will deliver the vehicle to your home. That's only at SandersonFord.com.